Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now it's Christmas. Yes, it's Christmas. Thank God it's Christmas. And stars. See them all.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. Welcome to the show on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, everyone. It's my 19th consecutive live Christmas program. And you know, folks, back in 97, I was working on some stuff to have for my Christmas programming and my very first one. And I went to the store, went to the bookstore. Remember those? I went to the bookstore and I found a book that just really caught my eye. It was called Anamkara by a guy named John O'Donohue, A Book of Celtic Wisdom. And I read from that book, several passages from that book for years, 4 or 5 years probably, 3 or 4 at least. And until I met a guy who mentioned on he was an Irishman, but he was here in the United States, but he loved his Irish heritage, and he talked about a guy named John O'Donohue in our conversations on the show, and I said, you know John O'Donohue? And he said, yeah. He said he's a friend of mine from Ireland. He's a priest who does he's out of the priesthood now, but he used to be a priest. I said, well, I've got his books. So anyway, long story less long, he introduced me to John. And so for years and years, after I had found John's works and were sharing his works with you, I met John. I say met him. He was on my show for several years on Christmas Day, on St. Patrick's Day, many other times. And, of course, he wrote several other books after that. And a few years ago, we lost John much too early. But so here I am. Before I knew him, and now that he's gone, I continue to read things that are enduring from what he wrote. And so I want to read this passage. This is the signature poem from Anamkara. That book's still available, as far as I know. You can still buy it. It's beautiful. I may read another passage in a minute from here too, if I have time. But this is called A Friendship Blessing. By John O'Donohue. May you be blessed with good friends. May you learn to be a good friend to yourself. May you be able to journey to that place in your soul where there is great love, warmth, feeling, and forgiveness. May this change you. May it transfigure that which is negative, distant, or cold in you. May you be brought into the real passion, kinship, and affinity of belonging. May you treasure your friends. May you be good to them, and may you be there for them. May they bring you all the blessings, challenges, truth, and light that you need for your journey. May you never be isolated. May you always be in the gentle nest of belonging with your Anamkara. An Anamkara, ladies and gentlemen, is soul friend. That's Celtic for soul friend. I guess you've heard the people talk about soulmates before, right? I guess that's what an Anamkara is. Isn't that a beautiful piece? Another thing that John, in this same book, there's a passage called "To be chosen is to be born is to be chosen." That's a beautiful passage. It's actually part of a chapter. And there's another part of this that I like is called "One of the Greatest Sins is the Unlived Life." In the Western tradition, we're taught many things about the nature of negativity and the nature of sin, but we're never told that one of the greatest sins is the unlived life. We're sent into the world to live to the full everything that awakens within us and everything that comes toward us. It is a lonely experience to be in the deathbed of someone who is in full regret, to hear him say how he would love another year to do the things his heart had always dreamed of, but believed he could never do until he retired. He'd always postponed the dream of his heart. There are many people who do not live the lives they desire. Many of the things that hold them back from inhabiting their destiny are false. These are only images in their mind. They are not real barriers at all. We should never allow our fears or the expectation of others to set the frontier of our destiny. I want to read a little part of that again. Many of the things that hold us back from inhabiting our destiny are false. They're only images in our minds. They're not real barriers at all. We should never allow our fears or the expectations of others to set the frontiers of our barriers, of our destiny, the frontiers of our destiny. That's from John O'Donohue. That's Anam Cara. I encourage you to get that book. You'll thank me later. It's a beautiful book, by the way. The cover is a beautiful book to start with. But there's so much in it. John is a deep thinker. He was a deep thinker, and we still miss him. And I like having known him, and I like being able to dedicate a portion of my show every Christmas to his memory, to the beauty of his words and his wisdom and of his life. A life well lived, but cut short too soon. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Merry Christmas, everyone. I'll be right back after these messages. Stay with me.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.